Good afternoon. I'm going to call the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Monday, May 13th. Is that correct? Doesn't even feel like a Monday. I'm like, wait, is my script wrong? When you work 7 days a week, it's hard to remember the days of the week. But anyway, we're calling it at 5:27 p.m. And thank you, Senator Casella, for being here. Thank you, Senator Birch. Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. And, of course, Chair Reinbold is here today. Please disable your electronic devices. Thank you, Christopher and Nate, for being here. I know you guys were at call. We were at call of the chair because floor session got totally changed. And we really appreciate everybody, including people, for being flexible today. With that, we just have two items, and hopefully this will conclude labor and commerce. And also want to welcome Senator Click Bishop. We started just a couple minutes early because there's some people that have appointments to get to. And thank you guys very much for working with us after floor got changed today. So with us, we have two order items for business today. First of all, House Bill 104, the mortgage loan originator licensing. This is our second hearing, and so we're going to go ahead and call Representative Wilson up to with is your staff coming or just you? Unchaperoned, okay. And our second order of business will be House Bill 44, the automatic teller machine by Representative Ortiz. So you will be up shortly. With that, welcome Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Tammy Wilson, I represent North Pole. Would you like me to go over the bill again or just answer questions, Madam Chair?
Just a few high level, just to bring people back in the loop.
Absolutely. Right now you can seller finance your own home, your second home, or your vacation home, as long as it's never been a rental property. As soon as anything becomes a rental property, you would have to have a mortgage loan originator licensing. What this would do is you would be able to do your own seller financing up to five homes of your own without having that type of license. And we made it retroactive, so those who are following the law before this, as far as how they wrote that, and the reason it goes back to 2008 is because there were no mortgage loan originators before 2008. And we also have, for any technical questions, we should have somebody online to be able to help.
Oh, there she is. Okay, so Patrice Walsh just popped up, the Division of Banking and Securities. So, Senator Costello,
Representative Wilson, thank you for the explanation on the retroactivity. I was curious about that. I just have two questions. One, is that something that you see in statute, and are there any issues with the retroactivity clause that you know about? And two, when you say five homes of your own, is that per year? Is there a time period on that?
Senator Costello, through the chair, it's five per year, absolutely, on that. And a floor amendment, what it did is it made it retroactive because we didn't want to make those who were honest people all of a sudden break the law. And so we had to reinsert the language that we had to make sure that this goes forward to making everyone. I think many people in Alaska always thought you could just seller finance mm-hmm. a property and did not realize that we had it, you know, so narrowed on exactly what that meant.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions? Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and ask Senator Bishop, if you don't mind going over the fiscal note.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Excuse me. Appropriation, Banking, and Securities, OMB component number. I just got choked up at such a big physical note.
Should we take an Eddie's?
Eddie's,
yeah.
OMB component number 2808. The analysis of the bill is very good and explains the bill. It will allow a natural person, estate, or trust corporation, or other entities to self-finance a mortgage loan on five or fewer residential properties owned by the seller during a 12-month period. Answer Senator Costello's question. So, the mortgage loan must have an interest rate that is fixed, payments that do not result in a negative amortization, and cannot impose a prepayment penalty. The seller determines that the purchaser has a reasonable ability to repay the loan. The seller cannot have constructed the dwelling or acted as a contractor for the construction of the dwelling that secures the loan. The bill does not require a change to regulations. The Division of Banking and Securities does not anticipate any fiscal impacts from this legislation, and it is a zero fiscal note.
Outstanding. And I don't know if there's any closing remarks. Okay, and so I believe I'm the one that objected, so I'm going to remove my objection. I actually want to make sure that I know I closed public testimony, but I want to make sure that everybody hears that it is public testimony is closed. And thank you for the fiscal notes. We really appreciate it. One of the reasons I wanted to hold this bill is because this was brought by Representative Tammy Wilson. I like him to go over fiscal notes. He's our finance member on the committee. In addition, this is had a tremendous amount of support from Fairbanks, and that's why I wanted to hold the bill and make sure that Senator Bishop, that you were here, because Fairbanks Realtors, and there was considerable amount of people from Fairbanks that supported this bill, and I just thought it was important for that. So with that, I'm going to ask, what is the will of the committee?
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 104, version 31-LS0275, /S.alpha from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Excellent. We're going to take a brief at ease to sign paperwork, and then Representative Ortiz will be up. We're gaveled back in, and today we have Representative Dan Ortiz, and thank you for bringing House Bill 44. You know the drill, and welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Dan Ortiz. I represent District 36, Southern Southeast Alaska. And thank you again, Madam Chair, and members of this esteemed committee for agreeing to hear House Bill 44, which is the Automated Teller Machines Fees Bill. Madam Chair, members of the committee, it's a short and simple bill. It allows independent ATMs to charge a fee on transactions by international cardholders. The current ATM statute pertains to bank-owned ATMs. HB 44 would close that gap by including a section on independent ATMs. Individually owned independent ATMs are not bank-owned ATMs, such as Wells Fargo or North Rim, but are often owned by small businesses such as local bars or shopping areas. These independent ATMs can currently collect fees from domestic card users and sometimes even increase their fees for domestic card users in order to make up for their losses of not being able to charge fees to international card users. As Alaska continues to have a growing number of international visitors, it is important that we allow these ATM owners to charge a fee just as bank-sponsored ATMs can. All other states have closed this gap, and HB 44 would put Alaska on par with the rest of the United States. We've received support from Alaskan owners of ATMs, from CHAR, and from the National ATM Council. And we hoped to have your support, the members of this committee's support for this bill as well. Thank you so much, Madam Chair and members of the committee.
Thank you. Are there any questions from any committee members? Senator Costello.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I remember seeing this bill before. Mm-hmm. Has it been through the process and maybe not made it all the way out?
That's exactly what happened through the chair. That's exactly what happened, Senator Costello. We had it to the finish line last year and just didn't quite get it.
Senator Birch.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I remember well the drill last year. It was a good bill last year. It's a good bill this year, and thank you for bringing it forward. I also wanted to offer condolences on, I see there was a loss of life out of Ketchikan here just this afternoon with a midair crash, and I just, it's a reminder we have 1.5 million tourists coming through here in Juneau, and how important that is to the economy, but I think, you know, certainly this bill is a step in the positive direction as far as normalizing those fees. So thank you for bringing this forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Through the chair, thank you so much for the support for the bill, Senator Birch, as well as for your condolences. I appreciate that.
Okay, and I need to open and close public testimony, so I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony. Okay, so we have Bruce Renard for the executive. Oh, is he on? It says testimony, so it's just questions. Okay, so Bruce, I just want to recognize that you're the executive director for National ATM Council, and I do believe we have a letter of support in the packet from you, so we will consider that as official public testimony. We also have, is Patrice Walsh also on here for the Division of Banking for this bill?
Yes.
That's really coincidental. Okay. So anyway, Patrice Walsh is also online, I guess, for both bills. And I did want to point out, you know, that all members got the letters of support from KT Investments and Ketchikan. There was a char member board of directors. In addition to Tony Gosnell, you know, of the vending games, Jeep Games vending. So there's considerable letters of support. I just, you know, for anybody who wants to flip through the public testimony that we did get it. Did you want to highlight any of those? No? Okay. So is there anybody in the room that wants to testify? Okay, I'm going to close public testimony. With that, I'm going to ask Senator Bishop to go over the fiscal notes.
Thank you.
Nobody ever, or did I object to the bill? Moving. Okay, no problem. Okay, I'm sorry. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Fiscal note is Department of Community and Commerce and Economic Development, Appropriation, Banking, and Securities. Allocation is the same. OMB component number 2808. That's ironic. Brief at ease. Okay, OMB component number is 2808. Bill version is for HB 44. Zero fiscal note analyses. The bill will allow an individual or entity who owns an automated teller machine, ATM, to charge a fee to conduct transaction accessing an account from an international financial institution. The division does not currently regulate ATM fees. The bill does not require a change to regulations, and the division of Banking and Securities does not anticipate any fiscal impact from this legislation. Zero fiscal note.
Excellent. And there was never an objection, so what's the will of the committee?
Move it.
Vice Chair Costello.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 44, version 31-LS0223/alpha from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Okay, and with that, congratulations. If you want to stay while we sign the papers and grab a picture, feel free. I know we have members that need to get to other appointments, but I really wanted to put on record right now. Thank you, members. Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. Thank you, Vice Chairman. You did a great job helping me this year. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Senator Birch, for your deep involvement and all that you contributed as well. Senator Bishop, I think we had an outstanding committee. With that, I'm hoping not to have any more meetings this session, and wanted to thank you all. You are a fantastic committee. And with that, I will be gaveling out at 5:42.
Thanks, folks. These are busy times.